This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Good evening and welcome. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, and, well, I started with that today because today I got mail call, and the video is up on YouTube now. I got the G-Code Assaulter's Belt, and I've got it upside down. For those of you watching at home, watch the radio show. This is the Assaulter's Belt. And we got this because we didn't have something to stick the Sig Sauer P320 in. And now I do. And oh, is it a good something. We're going to take this out on the range. And now I can shake this gun out the proper way. The G-Code way. Check them out. And tacticalholsters.com. I'm just giddy because I got something neat. Under Donald Trump, there's a very, very good chance that at some point soon we're going to be doing away with gun-free zones in schools. It was viewed as radical when it came out. Wayne LaPierre was the biggest advocate that came out about that, but a lot of tactical instructors have been saying this for a very long time, and it has continued to gain momentum, especially after it came out of President Trump's mouth while he was campaigning. Back in January of last year, he said, "I will get rid of gun-free zones on schools, and you have to on military bases. My first day it gets signed, okay? My first day, there's no more gun-free zones." Now, he has since never wavered on his conviction, and he's proudly flaunted his endorsement of the NRA on several occasions. On Tuesday, Trump's pick for Education Secretary, Betsy DeVos, received fierce criticism from gun grabbers for saying that she would support then-President-elect Donald Trump if he moves to end gun-free zones around schools. Now, she's going to end up getting approved if she hasn't already gotten approved already. For example, I don't know which one it was, but was it the EPA? I can't remember. They changed the rules because the Democrats are not showing up to vote, so they changed the rules to where they don't have to have the Democrats there to create the quorum. Trump does not have complete power to do what he said he would do on day one. But House Republicans have they've already filed two proposals for gutting the 1990 Gun-Free School Zone Act. Representative Thomas Massie has introduced a bill that would repeal the law. Representative Richard Hudson has introduced a separate bill that would establish national reciprocity for state concealed pistol permits and give state and local officials the authority to create rules. And both bills have advanced to the House Judiciary Subcommittee. And, you know, I know that a lot of people in California, New Jersey, and New York, and Illinois and Maryland and a few other fine places are rooting for these bills, and as I'm rooting for them as well. The Gun-Free School Zone Act of 1990 bans the possession of guns in and around schools while allowing states and localities to make exceptions for some of the firearms owners out there. That was done supposedly to prevent gun violence in schools. And it has done just the opposite. Columbine, Sandy Hook, East La Vista, and the UCC shootings all happened since this has been signed into law. Even outside of school, statistics also show that gun-free zones simply don't work. According to the Crime Prevention Research Center, from the 1950s through mid-2016, 98.4% of mass shootings have occurred on gun-free zones, with just 1.6% occurring where citizens are allowed to carry firearms. A gun-free zone is a counterproductive argument, really. And the metal signs all around gun-free zones send a very clear message of defenselessness. As Trump rightly said, criminals see it as bait. Armed guards on campuses can help, but most schools can't afford to provide the level of security necessary to protect all of their students. And the government isn't allocating funds to them for this purpose. I myself would like to see some veterans get tooled up and deployed around each school and let them follow the students as they go from school to school. And I guarantee you those guys would take care of those kids. Many people would say, Bill, that's horrible. That's horrible. The children would see these guys all tooled up. Those kids couldn't care less after day one. After day one, they couldn't care less. After they talk to those guys once or twice, they just become a guy. More than half of America has been brainwashed by the media into believing that gun control is the answer for safer schools, even though mass shooting and common sense contradict it. They've been led to believe that gun-free zones are safe zones, when in reality, there's no such thing as a safe zone in today's world. There's no safe spaces. While any action by Congress and the Trump administration to repeal the Gun-Free School Zones Act will face immediate knee-jerk criticism and resistance across the country, schools will soon adapt. Parents will grow to realize that laws and signs don't keep criminals away. Action does. Teachers and school officials need to have resources and the ability to fight back and defend their campuses from school violence. And we can't expect criminals to obey the law. They never obey the law. That's why they're criminals. So we will see where we go with this. This is important enough to where I hope that this does go through, because then the schools will have to get away from this, this panacea that they have about, well, you know, it's this gun-free zone, so we are safe. No, you're not safe, dimwits. You are not safe. You are, you're waiting. At best, you are waiting. So let's try to avoid at best, and let's try to, enhance true safety, which true safety is the ability to repel. It is not having a sign up, having somebody walking around going to a gun-free zone. In schools in South Carolina, we may have one or two resource officers, as they would call them. And these guys are normally police officers who are in the twilight of their career. When a study coming out of Purdue came up with this idea that the perfect combination of factors to stop a school shooting would be armed teachers and resource officers. I'm sure that, and some of these schools, some of these campuses are monstrous. I mean, they're just huge. And, these guys are in a hallway. They're not on a vehicle. They're not riding around. I don't know if they have Segways or anything, but, even with a Segway, you've still got to cover distance. And they're grossly underarmed. If you're going to fight a group, or if you're going to fight a shooter, you need to have what the shooter has, at least. And you're going to be better off, because you probably have a better set of tactics, but, that's all beside the point. It's just one of those things that I sit back on a regular basis just going, I wonder what they're doing here and why. It's just got to be something that we're going to have to pursue. Now, when we get back, we're going to look at what have been picked as the five best handguns to come out of SHOT Show. Some of them are quite interesting. I just looked at it and I said, okay, let's look at this and we'll share this and let's do that when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc., an AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloaktuck 3.0 IWB Holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250 A, C250 E, C250 Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com, quality is the difference.
Tactical Holsters is
They're just great. What can I say? I mean, this belt I got today, the Assaulter's belt. Plus, I got two other belts for regular carry. I got two holsters, one holster to go on the belt, and one holster for concealed carry. I mean, you know, you can't. And this was all made here by them. So, check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Now then, coming out of SHOT Show, they decided to look at some things, and coming from guns.com, we get this, where they looked at the five best guns of SHOT Show. I don't know how you come up with only five. First up, the Hudson Manufacturing H9. This is a weird-looking beast. It grabs the top spot. It's number one, as it was the most talked about pistol on the SHOT Show floor. The 9mm melds a striker fire reliability with a 1911 style. Has a barrel length of 4.28 inches and a clean trigger break between 4.5 and 5 pounds. It has a 15-round capacity, double-stack pistol, and was the talk of the town. It has a very interesting recoil spring design, which makes it look a little more futuristic. It's a little fat on the end of it. And that is one thing that makes it a little different. It is not a cheap pistol. It comes in at $1,147. It is called the H9, and it makes it, there's some that are saying it's worth that price, so we'll see. The Avidity Arms PD-10. Now, this is a gun I actually was sort of hoping it would be out by now. This is the gun that Rob Pincus developed with Avidity Arms. It takes the number two spot on the list due to its adaptability. It's a 9mm single-stack design, is engineered to fit a variety of hands. Everybody liked the way it felt in their hand. And it has a 4-inch barrel and a 10-plus-1 capacity. It looks sort of like a full-size pistol, but, you know, it's hard to tell from this picture. It's a very thin profile. But this is Rob Pincus's gun, and, I mean, it's a good-looking gun, and this is one I would like to get my hands on. It starts at $499. The CZ P10C. Now, when I got the SIG, everybody's like, well, the Army should have got the CZ P10, and this is their entry into the striker fire market. And it is supposedly a very good gun. There are reviews out there on it. I haven't looked at any of them. It comes in 9mm and 40. It supposedly has one of the best fresh from the factory striker fire triggers that's been tested. It breaks at 4 to 4.5 pounds. Starts at a 15+1 capacity with the standard magazine and 17+1 with the extended mag. And at $499, it comes into the striker fired market price to sell. Number four is the Smith & Wesson M&P 2.0. Now, this is where Smith & Wesson listened. Because the M&P, for me, between the M&P and the SIG P320, out of the box, that is the best ergonomic feel for me. It is offered in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. This one comes a little more aggressively textured. It has an upgraded CRISPR trigger, which I have tried, and it does have an audible reset, which it feels like they took the M&P Shield trigger and stuck it in there, which is good. And it comes in at $599. So that seems to be where the price point is going on the ones that are being accepted anyway. Number five, a bit of a surprise for me, the Taurus Spectrum. Chambered in 380, it earns its spot on the list for its extra concealable attributes and colorful style. These are very brightly colored micro pistols, and everybody wanted to look at the fun pistol. Has a 6-round capacity single stack pistol, features a 7 to 9 pound trigger pull with a 5.4 inch overall length. Retailing for $305, the Spectrums look, well, Taurus, to me, Taurus is the only one actually get out there innovating anything. Kel-Tec, maybe to a certain degree, but the problem is their quality. That's their problem, is their quality. Now, Taurus supposedly is trying to turn things around and get things going a little bit better, but we'll see. We'll see what we see. And that, according to Guns.com, is the top five pistols of SHOT Show. To me, if I had to pick one of them, it would be the Avidity Arms. Although I'm very interested in the Hudson Arms pistol as well. It's hard for me to do it justice to describe what it is. You know, with most guns, I have a the underside of the gun where the underlug is, and the spring and the guide rod and everything else. All of that is just that size, exactly whatever it takes to hold that. This one is about twice the size, and it has a different kind of system. But the Avidity Arms, I remember when Rob Pincus was showing it, probably at last year's SHOT Show, and was talking about how it was going to come on board. And I want to see one of these in the wild. I wouldn't mind having one of these, although it has to go a very long way to beat the Smith & Wesson M&P Shield. My opinion. By the way, for all of you that take exception to my opinion, it's my opinion, and I, you know, I'm not trying to offend anybody out there, but, you know, I know it works for me. So, that's why I go the way I go. So, the SHOT Show Top 5. The CZ is interesting. The CZ is interesting, and Smith & Wesson, I have an M&P 2.0 coming from agency here very shortly, so we'll see how that goes, but, you know, that's not really a Smith & Wesson M&P 2.0. That's going to be an agency gun, as are all of the agency guns. So, I guess it'll be okay. I've had a cut-up Smith & Wesson M&P before, and it still could not overcome that bad trigger. When we get back, recently, I don't know what happened. We're going to find out together. I just saw this the other day, and I couldn't find the reference to it, but 8 states have eliminated or partially rejected the Tennessee handgun permit for reciprocity now. That's regressing. That's not the way we need to go. We'll find out about that when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, click safety.grainger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, and a warranty that is unlike anything else out there. And once you get your hands on a piece of it, you understand why they don't have to honor it that often. Check them out. TacticalHolsters.com. The Tennessee Firearms Association confirms through the Department of Safety that 8 states that did accept the Tennessee handgun permit for reciprocity no longer do, or accept only some of them. Tennessee changes law effective January 1st, 2017, so that a small number of individuals 18 to 20 years old can apply for civilian handgun permits. That small group is, for reasons not entirely clear, as a matter of constitutional analysis, limited to those individuals who are in or retired from the military. As a result of this change in the law, Tennessee Firearms Association asked in writing of the Tennessee Department of Safety which states, if any, had changed their reciprocity status with Tennessee regarding handgun permits. Based on the reply from the Department of Safety, it appears that 8 states have limited or eliminated their willingness to accept Tennessee handgun permits for reciprocity purposes. Colorado will not honor permits issued to 18 to 20-year-olds or non-resident permits. Delaware, as of September 23, 2017, they will no longer recognize non-resident Tennessee permits. Florida will not honor permits issued to 18 to 20-year-olds or non-resident Tennessee permit holders. Nebraska will not honor 18 to 20-year-old permits. North Dakota will not honor permits issued to 18 to 20-year-olds. Washington will no longer Tennessee permits, period. West Virginia will not honor permits issued to 18 to 20-year-olds or non-resident permits. And Wisconsin will not honor 18 to 20-year-old permits.
Well, that's, I know why they did it. I mean, there's lots of 18-year-olds that serve in the military that handle weapons that are a whole lot worse than anything they're going to buy in a civilian gun store. So that's a rollback, people. That's a rollback. Canadian authorities, I haven't really talked about this because I haven't really seen a whole lot of data on this, but right now they're holding one under suspicion of carrying out the attack on the Quebec City mosque named Alexander Bissonnette, a 27-year-old resident of the Quebec City suburb of Cap Rouge, and apparently of French-Canadian origin, according to reports from the CBC and the Toronto Globe and Mail. Second person detained, apparently Mohamed El Kadir, is considered a witness, not a suspect in the attack, according to the BBC. According to the CBC, the arrest came after security services engaged in a hot pursuit of the suspect's SUV. He was reportedly armed with a firearm of some kind at the time of the arrest. The attack was allegedly carried out with an AK-47, according to the British Telegraph. Now, I'm not that concerned with what they're saying about that, because all rifles are AKs and all pistols are Glocks in the hand, you know, with most of these people. CBC is reporting that six people are now dead from the attack, and the victims ranging in age from 35 to 70. And they have described this as an act of terror, and the investigation is currently being led by Quebec's Integrated National Security Enforcement Team. We get this following witness report, which was given to the CBC about the attackers. It seemed to me that they had a Quebecois accent. They started to fire, and as they shot, they yelled, Allahu Akbar. The bullets hit people that were praying. People who were praying lost their lives. A bullet passed right over my head. Another witness told the Globe and Mail that he thought the attacker was someone who mastered weapons because it was calm. And he killed, and it was really horrible. The unnamed witness was tragically eloquent as he described his own feelings in a harsh reminder that in today's world, there's really no place for conditioned white. He said he lay on his stomach near the front of the mosque as the two men emptied his weapon. Then he said the gunman just stopped and left. He said, I'm shocked. We thought that here we were in a safe city, a safe country. But unfortunately, that's not the case. And right now, facts are still sparse on this one. And it's safe to say that the motive was unclear. Nobody's really knowing what that is. Although that won't stop the media speculation. National origin does not always equate to membership in a religion, as Somalian-born atheist Ayan Hirsi Ali could tell you. One could easily imagine an anti-Muslim terrorist shooting God is great as a way of taunting his victims. And sometimes a cigar is just a cigar, as Freud once said. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and other local politicians initially appeared to be framing this as a terrorist attack on Muslims, which, regardless of motive, appears to be correct. One local newspaper seemed to be stressing the fact that one of the suspects had a Quebec name. How do you know that? Facts and preferred narrative will fight with each other for attention for a bit and until we have nothing left but facts and apathy. Canada's been in the news recently in conjunction with President Donald Trump's imposition of restrictions on immigration from a number of countries in the Middle East and Africa and the United States. He announced that Canada would welcome refugees from affected countries impacted by his executive order. Sure, whatever you say, Justin, you do that. You do that. Interestingly enough, his order did not affect immigration from Morocco. Mr. Trudeau's policy on refugees from Syria has been to welcome women and children and families, but not individual men. So that we have that. Justin Trudeau. I don't want to say he's just like his dad, but you know, obviously a. I don't know, how should we put this? Oh, yeah, a hugger. He's a hugger. So, the thing about stuff like that is that I don't like to talk about it without knowing. And see, we still don't know that much about it.
Well, as a matter of fact, we hardly know anything about it. We know the name of a suspect, and that's about it. We know what they think the gun was, and that's about it. This kind of stuff is sort of sparse, and to get out there and start making news is a little bit... Let's just say it is a... I've had to do too many retractions in the past to want to sit here and speculate about what happened there and why it happened and everything else. Suffice to say that this Canadian that thought he was in a safe country, in a safe place, in a safe building, has learned that there's no such thing as a safe space in the 21st century. For a shooter like whoever shot up this mosque, this space is a space where I get to go shoot somebody, is what they're thinking. That's what they're thinking. So, okay. Next hour, we're going to be joined by Sam Huber from Alien Gear Holsters. I don't know if I had the P320 when he was here last week. I'm not sure. So I may ask him about that because I'm very curious as to what other people think about this. And, you know, Masada Yub last night, I liked it. I liked what he had to say about it. I'm very happy with the gun. With each passing day as I carry it and I become more and more familiar with it, I completely understand why this is the pistol they chose. This one is going to work. When we get back, well, the Democrats don't want to confirm anything, but I've got something to confirm for them. This is Lock and Load.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And welcome back, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Defending You After You Defend Yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Indeed it is. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Review up, right? Well, did an unboxing today, and there's going to be a review of the Assaulter's belt and the holsters and the belts that I got from them today on YouTube as soon as I can get it put up. The president, and that is President Donald J. Trump, suckers, has nominated Neil Gorsuch to replace the irreplaceable Antonin Scalia on the Supreme Court, and as a result, every heartbroken conservative has learned to love again. Think, what would it be like if Jeb was doing it? He would say, here's Myron Putney, who I know from the country club. Myron will be a justice in the tradition of David Souter. My father's greatest triumph. He'll build bridges and cross the aisle as he assumes the Ned Beatty seat on the court. And what about if Hillary hadn't been so thoroughly and completely rejected by normal Americans? How about that one? She would say, my nominee was born Fred, but rejects that name as racist and sexist, and instead uses the pronoun Z to refer to Z-self. A leader in the employment challenge community, Z studied the Constitution in Z's gender study seminars at Oberlin, where Z learned that the First and Second Amendments don't exist. But a bunch of policy preferences we happen to share do appear on the penumbras and the emanations of that dead, evil, white, male, Christian document, such as the right for no Republican to ever speak or be elected again. We dodged a bullet on that one. A big, fat, commie pinko bullet that would have ensured that normal people would have been relegated to second-class citizenship. And remember that she wanted to overturn the Supreme Court decision that held that the government could not toss people who wanted to make a movie criticizing her into jail. She wanted to neuter the right to keep and bear arms in a way she could never manage to do with Bill. And religious freedom, yeah, she'd protect your right to live your faith as long as you pleased, as long as you got her permission and it didn't interfere with the creepy psychodrama that was her quest for power. And thankfully, none of that happened. None of the liberal dreams of permanent power over the normal and hardworking came to pass. And they seem quite a bit steamed over that one. Conservatives, now we need to stoke the stupid fire. This nomination is just going to be another in the seemingly endless miss kicks of Lucy's footballs by the Charlie Brown left.
Hillary was totally going to win because of all that terrible, awful stuff the slobbering media said about her opponent. And, you know, nope, dissed and dismissed. Frau Harpy Heimer, liberals' dreams of electoral domination, died like Bill's libido when Hillary came home early that time. The Real Housewives of Chappaqua were over visiting him in the hot tub. She tried to wade in. And Trump's Russian hacking the election stuff was going to finish him, aided by the Hollywood hacks chanting on YouTube videos. Turns out more electors deserted their candidate than Trump. Leftist failure is your Axe body spray. Then the inauguration was going to be bad, a bust. Stenographers got out there and kept on message about how dark and scary President Trump's speech was. Except the normal Americans that you loathe and who your poor perfume prince ignored for 8 years kind of liked it when their president promised to put their interests ahead of greedy foreigners and domestic elitist snobs. And here's the thing. When you find the idea of putting America first terrible, you necessarily put yourself at odds with actual Americans. And they would kind of like to be the first priority of your president. Sadly, at least for you, only Americans can vote, or at least only Americans will vote after the president gets through cleaning out the illegal aliens and dead people investing the voter rolls. Then the left decided to do big marches where you live and nowhere else wearing genital costumes and to give Ashley Judd a mic before you confirmed whether she'd taken all of her meds, dressing up like Naughty Bits. Slamming gyno poetry from washed-up ex-Hollywood Ben Betts. That might thrill in New York, D.C., or California, but it creeps out the normals. Since you got the same number of electors in New York, D.C., and the formerly Golden State, whether you get 60% or 70% of the vote, your big dumb march was just a big dumb exercise in political one-ism. And, you know, banning people from countries like Sudan, Somalia, and Syria. Now, that was going to finally be what did Trump in. Normal Americans hate it when we don't invite over people from cesspools of savagery to live on the dole at our expense while actual Americans suffer. We hate that. We love being targeted by the freakish weirdos who try and kill us to get, you know, the 72 virgins for eternity that were too lame. You know, they couldn't score it on Earth, so, you know, we'll do it this way. And we just love when the semi-employable hipster idiots descend on our airports to make flying even more miserable. Here's a pro tip. When you start talking about how few people have been killed in America by radical Muslim freaks since 9/11. You remind us of the 3,000 people killed by radical Muslim freaks on 9/11. And you're not going to gaslight people into writing off those murdered since, you know, as mere workplace violence. So here's some word memes for you. Think about Kermit sipping some Lipton as you consider how 49% of American adults said they either strongly or somewhat agree with Trump's order, while 41% strongly or somewhat disagreed. It's got to hurt, then it hurts. So this leads us to the next Democrat lemming fest as your dwindling continent contingent of the Senate prepares to go full Thelma and Louise over George Gorsuch. Or should I say soon to be Justice Gorsuch? Because thanks to Harry Reid, your filibuster has been filibusted. He's getting confirmed no matter what you do. And the worst part of it is he's a great guy who presents well and who normal people look at and say, he seems nice, but please don't let something like that fact that you have no chance of success and a huge chance that you're going to make yourself look like a complete idiot deter you from your kamikaze crusade cater to Team Soros. Please oppose soon-to-be Justice Gorsuch loudly, proudly, tone-deaf. Tell yourself that, well, the GOP won the Senate after doing nothing but extracting Obama, so it's got to work for us, too. Skip over how the GOP obstructing stuff that normal people hate while your geniuses will be obstructing stuff loved by everyone who doesn't live within walking distance of a feminist bookstore that serves cruelty-free intersectional chai lattes. And pay no attention to the looming 2018 elections where you have 25 seats at stake. It's all going to be fine. Really, it's all going to be fine. Please keep doing what you're doing. Because right now, we're soaking, luxurating in a warm bathtub that we can top off with the fake tears of Chucky Schumer. The worst thing in the world is an elitist who does to themselves and then denies that they did it. Doesn't understand why it went the way it went. And that is one of the saddest things to consider. The other part, though, is a little more sinister, because they've declared us, me, you, as enemies. We supported if we supported Trump, we're deplorable. All that stuff that came out before the election, that was how they really felt. So at this particular moment in time, we need to do everything we can to put a lot of distance between where they are with their policy and where we are with our policy. Go ahead and get our policy passed. Go ahead and take the Senate a little harder in 2018. If we don't get 60, if we get 58, if we get 57, put the 60 vote rule back in and go. Because it's a new day. And if they don't want to admit that it's a new day, well, okay. Keep doing it the old way. The old way doesn't work. The old way runs up debt. This guy wants to cut down on debt. He wants to make us strong. He wants to put people to work. What a absolute desperado he is. Coming up next, we'll be joined by Sam Huber from Alien Gear Holsters blog, and we're going to talk about some of the stuff he's written. We're going to talk about concealed carry, because that's what they specialize in. Without a doubt, we'll be right back, because this is definitely Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to Brotherhood.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.